Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You ever heard people say, well, seeing is believing? Oh, no, that means they know nothing about believing. No, absolutely not. Bible said we walk by faith, not by sight. If you see it, you don't have to believe it. It's when you don't see it that you got to believe it. It's when you feel sick and you look sick and everybody you meet says, boy, you look bad. And the tests are run and they say you're worse. For you to believe you're healed in the face of that is faith. And even though you make your stand and you believe you receive, your faith can be tried. Can it? How would your faith be tried? Because it doesn't change right away. Or it changes in the wrong direction. And you're tempted to think and believe it didn't work or it's not working. Everything's telling you, you're not healed, you're not going to be healed, you're not going to make it. Are you believing you receive your money more than enough to pay your bills and get caught up and get ahead, and then you get more bills? And then you get reduced in pay. Or lose your job. That would try your faith, wouldn't it? And that's what separates the men from the boys. And the girls from the women, spiritually speaking. And babies will throw up their hands and quit. But those that have made up their mind, I said those that have made up their mind could say like Paul, none of these things move me. Don't care what I see. Don't care what I feel. The Lord said it, the Word says it, and that's what I believe, and that's all I believe. Then you got to do that with your salvation, don't you? Because you don't always feel righteous and holy. You haven't always acted righteous and holy. But the Bible says you're clean, cleansed by the blood, been made righteous with His righteousness, made holy by His holy blood. And your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. You got to believe it, that you are saved, that you are secure in Him. Got to believe it. And we haven't seen Him come. And the years have passed and the decades have passed and the centuries have passed. And He hadn't come. But He's coming. Right? You got to believe it. Right? Intellectuals will try to tell us, well, it's been this way for centuries. It's just people's imagination and they just use this religion as a crutch. No, no. We haven't seen it. But we believe it. And like Peter says, though you've not seen Him, yet you rejoice. With joy unspeakable and full of glory. Why? We believe in Him. He's real. God is real. Jesus is real. The Holy Spirit is real. Heaven is real. He's coming back. It's all by faith. Isn't it? Not going by feeling. You're not going by sight. And so your faith can be tried. Can it? You ever had your faith tried? Just like every day. Because the enemy will continually come and tell you, no, it ain't going to work. No, not this time. Not going to work. Not going to work. But knowing this, that the trying of your faith works something. What does it work? It works patience. But let patience have her perfect. There's that word we've been seeing. Her what? What does that word mean? Complete. Brought to its complete end. Let patience have her perfect work that you may be perfect. He's not talking about flawless. What's he talking about? Complete. And then he uses another word. And what? Entire, wanting nothing. How are we going to get there? No matter what comes up, count it joy. Here's another aspect of this. What is our strength? The joy of the Lord is our strength. If we're going to persist and stay and persevere, you can't be depressed.
Amen. Glory to God.
If you yield to depression, you're going to quit. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but it'll wear you and you'll weaken until you'll quit. You can't yield to depression. You've heard me say it before, but I want to say it again. It is so important. Never, ever, 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 on any occasion, at any time, with anybody, for any reason, never, never, ever, ever, never, ever feel sorry for yourself. There is no justifiable reason. There is no legitimate excuse. Never. Somebody said out loud. Never.
Never.
Never feel sorry for yourself. Never.
Never.
I don't care what you're dealing with. Why? Because that it's a subtle thing. You start down that road and you're yielding to unbelief. You're yielding to fear. You're yielding to depression and death. And what happens? It'll sap your strength. Have you ever noticed it before? Don't raise your hand on any testimonies on this right now, but have you ever felt sorry for yourself?
Yes.
The longer you did you feel stronger?
No.
Or weaker?
Weaker?
Oh, you just weakness to weakness. You just get weaker the longer you lay there or sit there and feel sorry for yourself. And why? You just have to happen to me and nobody will help me and I just didn't get a fair break and it just ain't fair. And the more you think about it, the weaker you get and you will quit. That's how people get suicidal. Right? Quit. No, but no matter what's going on, count it all joy. Count it joy. Come on now. It takes faith to do it. Doesn't it? Count it all joy. And just get sassy. And go, devil, you picked the wrong one this time. You shouldn't have messed with me. Because I won't quit. You should have got somebody else. Because I won't quit. And I will make you eat this. I will make you wish you had never messed with me on this. Because I won't quit.
Yes.
And God is big.
Yes.
I think about Brother Hagin, who's in heaven now. And he was attacked from birth with all these deformities and these defects. His entire chest cavity was not formed. It was open and undeveloped. And he had incurable blood disease. He had two or three major things that would have killed him. And he was paralyzed as a teenager. They told him he couldn't live past his 16th birthday. But God revealed to him.
Hallelujah.
Mark 11:23-24. And he believed he received. And the power of God came on him. And he stood up on the side of that bed. And he lived. And then for 60 years. He told everybody all over the world that God healed him. The devil wasn't big enough to kill him.
Right?
And how many people got stirred up and inspired to believe God and to be healed from his testimony? Don't you know the devil is kicking himself for decade after decade? I wish I had never done that to him. Why? Well, see, there's a lot of stuff the devil don't know. He ain't all he cracks himself up to be. You remember the Bible said, if he had known, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. He played right in to the Lord's plan. Didn't he? He didn't know it. And then after he did, and he saw him raised from the dead, and he got stripped and brought to naught, and Jesus got the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and everything. Now, for century after century, he's going, I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I hadn't done that. Make it, that's what it means to be more than a conqueror. You don't only win, you make them eat it. and remind them of it year after year. Huh? Well, you can do that. When something happens, you just go, I count it all joy. I count it all joy. Another opportunity to show the faithfulness of God. Another opportunity to show the veracity and the unchangeableness and the power of the good word of God. Another opportunity to show the superiority of the name of Jesus and the lordship of Jesus. Another opportunity for God to get glory in my spirit, in my body, in my finances, in my marriage, in my home, in my life, which are His. Can you say amen?
Amen?
So that's how you can. Even though it doesn't feel good, it doesn't look good, you can just in the middle of it, you can just stand up and go, I count this joy. It's just another opportunity to prove God. Show His glory. And then what do? Your joy is your strength. Joy is your strength. What else? What's it going from there to say? Let patience. You know this, and so you let the trying of your faith, even though it's tried, let patience. Just keep on keeping on. And you'll wind up what? Listen to another translation. The Amplified says, let endurance. Now this word patience, you have to define it because again, it's like the word perfect. See, words are just letters connected together. They don't mean anything of themselves. But people use them as a cup, a container that contains a thought. And that changes throughout the generations. But here when he says patient, if you look it up, it literally means endurance. Everybody say endurance. It means consistency, constancy, steadfastness. All these words are similar, aren't they? Endurance. We tell each other, be patient. What does the people think? Well, sit down and do nothing and wait. No, that's not what this word means in the Bible. What does it mean? Persevere. Keep steadfastness constantly after it. Enduring. In fact, the same word is translated endure and enduring in the same New Testament. Same word. So, let endurance have its perfect work so that you'd wind up and you'd end up complete.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Perfection Through Patience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1603-O. That's R-1603-O, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.